You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1. Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1 Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. Again, that's realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. We are going to be talking about just the beginning. At the recording of this specific episode, it's like a week ahead of the election. And as we all know, this year, politically, economically, has just simply been a hot mess with the whole pandemic situation. And very polarizing, one of the most polarizing times within our nation since the civil rights era. Not just by race, but race, class, culture, everything seems to be coming to a head. So what I wanted to do was give you some ideas, promote some thoughts so that you and your loved ones could at least have your mind prepared in case this election is just the beginning of the volatility that exists within our society. We have a lot of things socially and economically to work out, and it just creates a very hostile environment, especially when people are not getting, like, their normal has been completely shaken. They're not getting basics of what they need, and they're just really trying to figure out a way, and they're trying to stay safe themselves. Amongst people who decide that they will survive by any means. That's what I mean by just the beginning. We may very well have a situation where we either don't really get a clear election victory, or we get a clear election victory, but it activates the radical resistance of whoever's in, be it the radicalized left or the radicalized right, which is basically the same result. And this could mean an extreme uptick in violence, extreme uptick in robberies, vandalism, rioting, things that just make the environment extremely hostile. And you and your loved ones and your inner circle have to have a plan in order to minimize your exposure to such things. We have such a perfect storm in the situation right now, because a sizable amount of the economy, and then depending on what state you're in, is severely shut down. There's not really there's not a means of getting money or resources to people. Maybe food with the food banks, but I don't have any statistics showing how those institutions are doing. But if you have a sizable amount of people who are disgruntled because they don't have the means to get their basic needs met, and it's a struggle to even get food for these people, it's only going to be a matter of time before their standards of social respect and decency uphold, and they do whatever they need to do or feel whatever they need to do in order to just basically survive. So that means people going into the stores in droves and just taking food or rioting or tearing up a store, retail store, or whatever, to find what they need, either something to sell or something to eat, something like that. And it could get really, 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 really bad, especially if there is no released stimulus for these individuals. And so I didn't really have a conclusive plan per se, but just you want to start thinking about some all-encompassing things. I guess one would be just a rallying point for you and your loved ones in case communications, you know, your standard cell phone, things go down like that. Where would you hunker down? What do you have in order to defend yourself with? If you don't have a firearm, what do you have? Do you have something, I guess, melee, like a machete or a bat or something like that? What do you have to defend yourself beyond just your mere fist? Food, of course, you know. Have you been putting aside maybe some canned goods? Or can you start putting aside some canned goods? Things that could last you at least for a month. Beans, rice, water, canned goods, things like that. What else? Are your current friendships or associations well maintained? Is there a conversation that you had to have with some people in order to squash some type of disagreement so that you can have an ally instead of an enemy? Just things to think about for this unprecedented time that we are going through. And be mindful. I want most people to make it, and I would like to see whether there's no suffering, but this time just feels like it's going to be more different than just having outrage or disgust that your candidate didn't win. We've had those before. We've had election controversies and things like that. The thing was, the economy may have been slightly depressed at the time, but it wasn't completely turned on itself as it is now, where there was a sizable amount of people that were unemployed. That's a different thing. And also the presence of social media, which amps up anger, frustration, or rises emotions in people, was not as profound either. Not by any measure. not by any measure at all. Or the sharing or exchanging of information, articles about candidates, or videos from video producers, none of that stuff. So everything is at a much more intense, constant level, which affects the psychology of the masses. So definitely consider that. If you've gone out and vote, some people recommend you go early so that you won't be there at the last minute in crowds of people that you have no idea your ideology is completely different from theirs. And it only takes one bad conversation to get a fight started or something like that. What else? Yeah, just start thinking creatively. Start thinking what I would say non-mass like, a non-group think like. How do you adjust your life in ways to where you're not stuck in the middle of large crowds of people where anything can happen all of a sudden? Just be very mindful and very careful. And I felt led to share such a serious message because it is quite a serious time. We're at a serious crossing point, a major pivotal area in this environment. And again, may everybody come out of it that's listening to my voice safe, secure, and with a different trajectory on your life that's heading more in a positive way, as this volatility processes itself, because there's just generally no way around it. I was thinking that this polarization has been starting and evolving at least since the 1970s. There's always been chaos, there's always been controversy, there's always been the misuse of politics by politicians. There's always been those things, but this time it's a little bit different. It may be as visceral and as rough as the civil rights era, beyond just simple marches and violence and all of that. We still have pretty much all of that as well, especially when it comes to the African American community. People are still getting hung and things like that. And so we have to process through it, and it's probably the only way that we're going to find make an equilibrium in culture so that our nation can keep on moving, or at least the volatility of the violence will go down if it's just our time as a nation to become a declining nation, which is definitely something to think about. But that's what I wanted to lay on you. Pretty heavy, but necessary. That was this episode of Real Talk with AH3. Background music provided by Free Will, FR33WILL, to provide the vibe. For more information, contact him at Lightwalker, FR33WILL@gmail.com. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.